This is Wade Rathke, the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Deregulation in Mexico has spiked gas prices by 20% and continues to provoke protests in Monterrey, Hidalgo, and other cities with 5 dead so far. Despite commitments from the president of Afghanistan and human rights advocates, forensic virginity exams, though totally discredited as a virtual sexual abuse themselves, continue to be ordered by officials on women who have been raped or otherwise abused. Some of the millionaires nominated for the Trump cabinet have indicated they will be seeking a certificate of divestiture, allowing them to escape capital gains taxes on stock sales required for ethical reasons before they would take their position. Former Bush Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson received one, and state nominee and former Exxon CEO Rex Tillerson has indicated that he will likely ask for one. Three non-governmental organizations, Sherpa, which combats economic crime, Survive, which supports the people of former French colonies of Africa, and the Federation de Congolese de la Diaspora, Federation of the Congolese Diaspora, which is combating corruption in Central Africa, filed a complaint accusing three African politicians of using public money to buy property illegally. Politicians were from Gabon, Equatorial Guinea, and the Republic of Congo. Chinese government has provoked outrage from women with a new policy offering to pay for removing IUD birth control devices without any apology for the previous policy that required their insertion for years from mothers because of the one-child policy. As attachment theory, which holds that relationships in our first year with parents and other caregivers stamps our brains with indelible templates of how we think relationships work, one group called Circle of Security has trained 19,000 facilitators in 20 countries. A Twitter group called Sleeping Giants has alerted 1,000 companies and nonprofit groups that their ads appear on Breitbart.com, and 400 of them have promised to remove the site from future ad buys. The Harvard Law School's Project on Predatory Student Lending has filed a petition to intervene in the bankruptcy of the diploma mill ITT Education Services on behalf of 5 students, asking that their student loans be discharged as part of the bankruptcy. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.